This stele was recovered in the excavations carried out by Gratignano Nieto at the archaeological site of Irunia Veleia around 1950. It is thought that it was produced at some point during the Second Iron Age, between the 2nd and 1st centuries BC, before the arrival of the Roman Empire. The finely carved piece depicts a naked rider armed with a spear. Above the spearman, parallel incisions are visible in a lunar crescent, one of the typical motifs of the period. The stele provides us with information beyond the purely artistic, as it offers details on the kind of weapon used, a spear for throwing, with a large protruding point, and on the horse's tack, with a saddle attached to the animal's neck and tail in accordance with traditional Celtic model. We can see that one of the pieces of tack hanging from the seat gives the false impression of being stirrups, a piece of equipment that did not appear until centuries later. This and other objects allow us to learn more about aspects of the society of the period, in which riders were part of an elite that fought in wars and defended the community. Texts by classical writers tell us that the indigenous warriors fought both on horseback and on foot, and that their horses were extraordinarily agile. They also tell us that they carried light weapons and armour that included spears, javelins, swords, and small circular shields, making them highly mobile in combat. The stele may have been used as a tombstone, with the horse as the vehicle that transported the deceased person's spirit to the beyond.